Hi, you guys, and welcome to the Laundry Chat Podcast, a place where we help each other sort out life's laundry. My name is Molly Marco, and today we're coming at you late again. It's another late podcast episode for me in my car again, but that's not the point of this episode. Today we're going to be talking about distraction, something that if you personally know me, you've probably known that I've been... This is like one of the biggest things in my laundry basket. Like, lately this summer, distraction has been taking up the pile of laundry. Like, it's just like little bits more of distraction. And that's like literally all my summer has been, is just me being distracted by like 100 billion different things and not being able to do what I want to do. So, I kind of came up with some things that I've been learning throughout this time of like trying to not be distracted as much, some tips that I've learned, some things that have been helpful. I don't want to come across as an expert on this. I don't want to come across that I am never distracted anymore. I obviously am distracted because I am not getting to this podcast until now. So definitely I wish, again, that someone would tell me some more tips on being distracted. So if you have any tips, please message me. Please let me know. And also let me know if these help you, if the ones that I have learned and done help you too. So let's get into it. We're going to do some do's and don'ts. And I have a few. I have quite a few. So we're going to get right into it. Okay. So let's start with the don't list. So when you're distracted, don't be disappointed. That's the first thing I would say, is don't be disappointed. I just want to let you know that like everyone goes through this. This is something that I think, just as with our phones, how can we not be distracted? Like, how it's so difficult. And so don't be too disappointed that you're getting distracted by 100 billion different things. The world is coming at us with 100 billion different things. So I just want to encourage you that you're not the only one, that sometimes like life just is hard, and that's such a good, obviously life is hard, but especially with distraction, I know how hard it can be. So you're not the only one. Don't get too down on yourself. I think that's something that I really would highly recommend you not do, is because when you're distracted and then you get down on yourself, then it just like encourages you to be even more distracted. So don't be too discouraged. You're going to make it out of this, and it's going to be okay. You're going to eventually be able to focus. It's going to take some practice. So don't be too disappointed. Another thing to not do is don't break your promises to yourself. Now this, I can't take credit for this one. This one came from my friend Ellie. She's reading a book, and it said to keep promises to yourself. Like, and the book is called Girl, Wash Your Face. So I don't want to take any credit for this. And Ellie, props you. Thank you for telling me about this. But keep the promises that you've made to yourself. Ever since she told me about it, and since she has been doing it, I've been like thinking about it to myself, like, oh my gosh, like if I told myself I was going to do this, I'm going to do this and not break a promise to myself. We often do that. Like we keep promises to other people, but we just kind of like, you know, we'll randomly be like, oh, if it's to myself, I can move the dates, or I can do it later, or I don't need to do it, or I don't need to finish it. But keep the promises you make to yourself. And even if that takes staying up late or waking up early in the morning, or, you know, skipping, you know, a date with a friend, depending on what it is. But make sure, maybe skipping a date with a friend isn't a good idea. Maybe you should do that. but make sure you just are making yourself and your promises to yourself a priority. And I've already seen a difference in the way that I get things done. In the way that I just like, it forces me to do stuff that I wouldn't normally do. Like, even for example, right now, like I got home and I like, instead of just like kind of chilling out, waiting to, you know, kind of eventually do something, I got on my computer, sent a few emails, and it was done, you know? So yes, don't break promises you've made to yourself. And kind of along with that, don't wait till you feel like it. Kind of just like that story of me coming home today, like, even like with the podcast, I didn't necessarily feel like recording right now. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go back in my hot car and like do this. And I, you know, there's so many lists of reasons of not to do something, but it's not worth it to wait until you're ready to do that thing. Just do it, you know? I mean, sometimes, you know, there's better times than others, but don't wait till you feel like it, because honestly, it's going to be very rare that you actually feel like doing something, even if it's something you love doing. You know, for me, editing pictures. I obviously love editing pictures, but when there's a big batch of them and like multiple batches of them, trust me, I don't want to do it. And it takes a lot of motivation. It takes a while for me to find motivation to do it. So I just have to sit down, do it, and don't wait till I'm ready. All right, now onto some things that you can do. The first thing I would say to do is to make a to-do list. I've been getting in the habit of doing this every morning, just like a random list, not random, but like a list of things that I need to do that day. And I normally try and put like the three most important ones at the top. So if I for sure get these three things done, then at least like that's good. You know what I mean? I at least need to get these three things done. And then after that, just kind of a running list of everything on my mind that I need to do eventually, need to do that day, need to do. And at least it's written down and I can see it. And so I know what I need to do. This has helped a lot. I use Google Keep. I ran out of space on the apps of my phone, actually, which is super annoying. But I use Google Keep and it's way nicer, actually, because it's connected to my Gmail. So I have my Gmail on one side and then Google Keep on the other. And it's also my phone, so I have it seamlessly in between my phone and my computer. So wherever I go, I could type it on my computer of stuff I want to do. Or, you know, and then once I leave and I go out on a shoot or something, I have that to-do list. Or if I'm at a coffee shop, I have that to-do list on my phone, ready to go and ready for me to see like what I can work on. Because whenever I have a free moment, then I can just check it and be like, oh yeah, no, I can easily, you know, edit a few pictures, or I easily can, you know, write up this or whatever is on my to-do list. So make a to-do list. I recommend, like, you could even at night if you wanted, like for the next day, but I always do it in the morning because sometimes I don't always know. I'm kind of like done by the end of the day. So in the morning, I make a to-do list. The next thing I would tell you to do is drop your phone. And I struggle with this. I literally don't want to do it ever, but sometimes I plug in my phone to charge in a different room and then I do my stuff on my computer in another room. Sometimes it doesn't work because I eventually like make my way to that other room with my phone in it anyways. Or I try to like, just keep my phone away from me. And sometimes I'll, as bad as it is, I set like times for myself where it's like, okay, if I make it to 2:30, then I can like check my phone. But I have to like continue editing till a certain time. But the phone is seriously like, I don't know. It's like a habit. It's like a drug basically. So don't do drugs, drop your phone. Yeah, it seriously is the most like, it's the worst kind of like distraction sucker, I swear. Okay. That being said, I want you to listen on your phone to a podcast. It's called Church of the City Podcast with John Tyson. Lily, if you're listening, hello, I know you're listening to this too. I'm so excited because, oh, it's so, so good. But he has a podcast. It's called, I think it's about prayer. The title is, I'm going to look quick. Hang on. So if you just type in Church of the City Podcast, it's called Teach Us to Pray Week 2. And he talks about attention and distraction. And oh my goodness, I seriously feel like this podcast was sent to me from heaven. Oh, it is so good. It, literally everything he said was golden. It was so beautiful. It literally hit me right exactly where I needed to in all the right places. And it just felt like he was literally just speaking to me. It was crazy. So if you are struggling with distraction, listen to the podcast. Again, it's Church of the City Podcast. It's the Teach Us to Pray Week 2. So good. And I posted on my Instagram story, actually, about this chart that he had put in his story dealing with it. And it had a chart that said, distraction leads to distortion, which leads to discouragement, which leads to disobedience, which leads to disillusionment. So distraction ultimately leads to disillusionment. Which is so true. Like, amen. Like, and I, especially like the disobedient part, like when we're distracted, we're not doing what we're supposed to do. We're not doing what God wants us to do. We're not doing what, like, even just our jobs and our responsibilities are. So yes, please listen to that podcast. It honestly says a lot more better things than I am right now. So yes, go listen to it ASAP. Another thing to do is go somewhere else. This has been helpful for me just to, like, I don't know, working from home, this is, like, my struggle. I know not all of you guys work from home, but going somewhere else just, one, inspires me, and two, helps me just to, like, collect everything and make me do the thing in that spot. Whereas home, it's kind of like a mix of, like, you know, I can do whatever I want, you know, I, like, you know, there's just, it's just too, it's too comfortable. And sometimes for me, going in someplace that's not comfortable helps me get things done, because I... it's just, like, it's just helpful for whatever reason. So yeah, go somewhere new, even if it's, like, a different room in your house, a new coffee shop. I would say, you know, even outside sometimes, if that works. Yeah, I would say that. I would say just get a new place of scenery. Try to not be distracted by that, you know, change of spot, but let it be, like, you know, if I'm going to this place, I'm getting stuff done here, you know? And then if you dedicate that space to getting things done, at least for me, it's definitely helped. Sometimes it can be hard, but normally for me, I get a lot more done when I go somewhere new. So, all right. And the last thing that I would tell you to do is to develop a routine. This is something I was just talking to my friend Chris about, this actually too. Especially because he works from home as well, and just developing a routine, like a habit kind of thing. Like I said, every day I'm getting used to, you know, making my to-do list. I always try and, like, write first now. So I write, like, a journal prompt, or I, you know, write a blog post, or I write something, in my journal, or I haven't prayed in a while, like, written prayed, but I'm trying to do that. So that's my habit right now. Literally wake up, get coffee, make to-do list, write something. And then after that, I look at my to-do list again and I'm like, okay, what should I work on first? What's, like, the most important thing, or what's something I can get done right now? Yeah, I think I need to also, you know, maybe add in, like, working out in there, getting outside, making sure that I, like, you know, am eating the right things, 'cause that's something I always struggle with. You know, just making sure that I have a routine that allows me to get stuff done and is, like, the most beneficial to, like, not getting distracted. 'Cause honestly, my phone interrupts my schedule all the time. So I'm still trying to figure out, like, what the best routine is and, like, how to best do things. And I don't know. It is still really hard. So again, still working on it. But those are things that I've definitely found that have been helping. Oh, actually, I have one more thing. This is actually really, really cool. I'm actually really excited about this one. So my friend Anna from Instagram, I wish I could, like, what is her name? I'm going to, like, drop her Instagram handle, because you need to follow her. Cause I don't know how to, it's like, so if you type in ANSELI _ on Instagram, that's her Instagram handle. I'm not sure how you, like, is it Anna Celie or Ann Celie? I don't know. I'm so sorry. But, yes, please follow her. She does a lot of with, like, essential oils, and she sent me some in the mail, and I was like, oh my goodness. So now every time, so this is the do thing. Do use your dream oil. So she sent me, natural oils or essential oils, and she wrote dream on it, and she prayed about it for me and sent it to me and said, I feel like this is your word for this oil. It has, I think it's like cedar wood and maybe lavender or something in it. I can't remember. But so every time I'm about to write or do something productive, I put on my dream oil, and just, like, the smell encourages me and inspires me. And this dream oil has honestly been so, like, encouraging, and it like inspires me to keep going and to sit down and write. Especially, it's kind of like, I don't know, and it just helps me dream bigger, and I don't know. So I highly recommend getting some essential oils, or getting some kind of smell, or even if it's just like coffee or something. Sometimes that helps me, just the smell of coffee, having it nearby. Like, it's like, okay, I have this cup of coffee, I'm gonna write this, or I'm gonna do this. or, you know, have your essential oil or have your spray or have anything, whatever it is. It just has really helped me. So yeah, get yourself some dream oil, dream spray. It's totally helped me to not be so distracted. So thank you, Anna. Seriously, you are an amazing person. I literally am like still so in awe that you sent this to me, and it was just the nicest thing. So I really would love to get more into essential oils, but I'm very clueless in that area. And I know, Anna, you can help me, or, you know, there's people in blogs and YouTube videos out there, but it's also the money thing. So, but one day I think I will get into it because it truly has changed this, you know, little course of my life right now. And if it can get me out of distraction, it can probably do amazing wonders for you too. So yes, my dream oil, I highly recommend. I seriously feel like one of those weird, like, like people with like the essential oils, like, oh, it saved my life. It's so amazing. It can fix anything. But yeah, I really highly recommend it, and I'm super, super excited about it. I'm excited. I could talk about it forever. I'm just pumped. And the fact that it's dream, I think it's just even cooler. So, okay. I'm going to let you guys go. Stop listening to me and being distracted by me. Go and get something done. Go and get something that you've been dreaming of doing done. And yeah, stop being distracted. Stop being disillusioned that you can't do it. Stop, you know, thinking that, you know, that you're unable or incapable or stuff like that. Yeah, do it. Dream. Don't be distracted. Yeah, I'm going to head out. Make sure that you leave a review if you want. I feel like the most unprofessional, like unput together podcaster ever, but yeah, leave a review if you want, message me on Instagram, talk to me, share this with a friend if they're distracted, and what else should you do? I don't know. Yeah, you should just get to work, start dreaming, and yeah, I love you. I will see you next week on the Laundry Podcast. Bye, you guys.